Good evening, this is Mark Lynch, and this is Inquiry. My returning guest tonight, after many, many years, is visual artist Wei Yan, who resides in Beijing. Wei, welcome back to the show. It's been so long since we talked. I think we talked back in 2006 or something.
Yeah, something like that. You have pretty good memory.
Well, it was really exciting to talk to you at that point. I really loved your work. It was mostly black and white and very like the Chinese equivalent of manga, but your work has evolved and changed so much. I want to talk about that. Your work is now, there's a lot of color in your work. How did you start using color so much? What was your attitude towards color and how did it change?
I always want to try to use color in my work. I think before I kind of use the black and white because I'm more familiar with like illustration and storyboard and manga kind of thing.
Right.
So it just feels very natural for me to use like simple color and try to adjust some kind of complicated like layers and the content. But then I just feel like I done so much experiment and feel like that's it. Time to move on and try things completely new. It's like a big challenge for me because I haven't really done much like color painting in my college, so it's completely new experience. And yeah, I did a lot of tests, so and finally ended up like this.
But your color palette, your choice of colors is really unusual. It's not typical. The colors are often on the somber or dark side. And I find them really attractive, very interesting, but very different colors than typical colors. Talk to me about what attracts you to colors.
I think lots of people have been asking me about the color choices that I use.
Yep.
But to be honest, I haven't really think about it, how different it is. I think it's just like very natural when I do it on my palette, you know. It's I don't do much in mixing, so I kind of just let the color go itself.
Okay.
And it just ends up like this. Yeah.
Now, do you use acrylic?
I don't know. I mean, people just been really saying, like, why are you painting people in blue, you know, that kind of thing. I just feel very natural. You know, it just something come out directly from my brain. That's how I feel about it.
But it's not just any blue. It's a very somber, dark, sort of mysterious blue. So you don't pick some kinds of blues. Mm-hmm. You pick very interesting kinds of blues.
I think that's more like very, like your instinct that you just feel comfortable with that kind of color. Yeah.
Okay. Now, do you do acrylics or oils?
I do acrylics.
Have you tried oils?
I did at the beginning, but then I feel like my studio is very small.
Okay.
You do need a better kind of air sort of if you want to paint an oil. So I just picked by acrylic. And it was very difficult to use at the beginning because it dries so quickly.
Oh, it does.
It doesn't allow me to blend, you know, the color, different colors. But then I feel like it's actually very good because you just develop a whole new technique. And that may also contribute to the color that I'm using right now.
Your surface texture, there also seems to be a lot of texture on the surface of the painting, at least of the pictures I saw. So are you using like an impasto so that there's a lot of texture and surface?
No, actually it's very, very flat.
So you're painting you're painting the texture in?
I think I just do a lot like scraping.
Yep, okay.
On the different layer of color, so that just come out naturally. But you look at on the side, it's actually very shiny and flat surface.
Now, I want to talk about your earlier work before we talk about your later work. When I first went on, your work was really funny and weird.
Yeah.
But I mean that in a good way. I mean that in a good way, Wei-Yan.
I know.
Talk to me about your early work. It was often about, there was often young girls, which I assumed was a stand-in for you. Was it very personal stuff that you did?
Definitely. But for right now, I don't think about my black and white work that much often recently. So, yeah, it's kind of a difficult question, actually. I think maybe back then, I'm still me, but a little bit different person.
You're a very different.
We were talking about 10 years ago.
No, you're a really different person now. There's a lot of different themes that come out in your paintings, and I want to talk to you about them. Transparency is big in several of your canvases, where you can see through one thing into an interior landscape, whether it's bones or internal organs or another person inside of another animal. What does that mean to you? What does transparency mean to you?
I think just by, kind of putting together all different layers, the viewer can just come out with their own message. Mm-hmm. I mean, I just pick up those elements and kind of randomly or maybe do it in purpose, kind of arrange all the composition. But I have an idea, but I really want to control the viewer, how they're going to see the image. So when they see it, they kind of make up their own story and have some, the personal idea or personal attachment to it. It's how I want to kind of do it.
I see elements of surrealism in your work. Is that there? Would you say that your work is surrealist or not?
Maybe not. But okay. I do influence a lot by, manga or the like. I also like sci-fi. Huh. So like all those crazy manga stories, it's always very surreal. But I don't really relate my work to the art surrealism. I think those stuff maybe come from, all the stuff I read in the past mostly.
Oh, that's interesting. You also have a lot of wildlife animals in your work. You have things deer. There's a jellyfish. There's plants. Mm-hmm. There's hyenas. Talk to me about that. What do you have an affinity for the natural world? Do you like wildlife?
I do have interest about it, but I'm not professional, about this kind of thing. But I do like the shape and the image come from the natural life. I feel like it's very, very direct and strong link between human and surroundings. But the natural life may not necessarily be the wild nature around us, It may also be like symbolic stuff.
Right, right.
In our society, kind of.
I know that you did a really, it's a brutal painting of the hyenas feasting on reddish stuff. That is really alarming. It's in a good way. When I say stuff like that, it means I like it. But that was a really different kind of painting.
Yeah, and it's totally okay for people feeling, uncomfortable to work through someone's work, because you cannot always please everybody, and people have the right to like or hate it.
Right.
So it's fine.
Can I talk? You just recently had, within the last year, I think, or 2 years, you had a one-person show in an area. Can you talk to me about that?
I actually have several solo shows in the past couple of years.
Whoops. Well, my apologies. Do you like having solo? Do you like a solo show, or do you like being in a show with other people?
It can be good either way. With a solo show, you can kind of just like fully address your idea, how you want to present your work. Mm-hmm. But with other people showing, you can see, other artists, kind of your work can kind of like equal with each other, you're like talking to each other, your work having this very organic relationship is also very interesting. So I like it both ways.
Talk to me about your first solo show. Were you nervous?
Actually, the first solo show, I was still doing those black and white stuff.
Oh, God. So that was
so in the past.
Yeah.
That was probably like 6-7 years ago.
So how about your first?
Then I had...
Go ahead. Uh-huh. Go ahead.
So... And then I had two solo with all the canvas work in the past 5 years.
Do you get to lecture about your work?
Not really.
So do people ask you a lot of questions? Do people ask you a lot of questions?
Yeah, they do. They do during the interview and opening. They do ask me lots of questions.
So how do you feel about it? Do you tell them to figure it out themselves, or do you give them specific answers?
Sometimes I give them very specific answers, because when you're in the show and facing the exact work, there are more that you can talk about. And that's kind of, that's more direct so you can express yourself more directly.
Now, there's a couple of projects that you worked on that I ended up seeing at one of your websites. And I want to talk to you about them because, first of all, I get to see a film of you in one of them, the Fiat car project. You got to paint an entire car.
Oh, yeah, I did.
That was amazing.
It was not that difficult at all, to be honest.
Well, that's easy for you to say. So okay. Talk to me about how that whole it was hard. Come on, way on. You're supposed to be an artist, so you have to say how hard it was and difficult.
Oh, I think the hardest part is always like what the content is, not the technique level. So the car thing, just like it's just large in scale, but in terms of the concept and other stuff, is actually a lot easier than my personal work.
Yeah.
And that thing only took 3 days for me to finish. So it was very quick.
That was amazing. 3 days?
Three days.
What happened to the car? So there were other artists that did their own cars too. Can you talk about who those artists were?
They're actually all from China. So when Fiat tried to launch their car in China, I guess, they just did this opening event and they invite five Chinese artists to participate in this project. So I remember this one guy actually I'm very good friend with. He does animation and he's in States now. He's like teaching in LA. And there is another girl that I like. She's from Guangzhou. She does a very feminine and kind of erotic kind of style. And one guy from Hong Kong. The Hong Kong guy and the last guy are kind of like graphic designers, so their style is very graphic, kind of just like pattern stuff.
Oh yeah, I remember seeing those in the film. Now, what happened to the What happened to the cars afterwards? Did they keep the cars with the designs, or were they just thrown away? I mean, what happened to the cars?
I have no idea.
So is there somebody that's weird.
But I will assume someone may try to keep it because, you know, it's always look very nice to be some kind of installation. Put in your somewhere, maybe, I guess.
But, I mean, so is there somebody driving around in the world with your designs on the car?
No. It's actually not a real car. It's the mold, like.
Oh, okay.
Like a car, like real size, so they cannot really drive it.
But you have to admit, that's a cool idea to think about somebody driving around with a car with your designs on it would be excellent.
That would be better. I think they should do with a real car, but I think the time was really kind of in a rush.
Yeah.
And they did not have enough time to do so.
You also did a project for Adidas, so you're really working it a lot. But this Adidas project, I saw the film of now, it may have happened a while ago, but you ended up having to do three different kinds of art for Adidas?
Yeah, I think I did several projects for them. I almost couldn't remember because there's, you know, there's few. I remember I also did sculpture and animation. I maybe also painted one of the artist's chair and maybe something else, maybe some smaller, much smaller project, which I couldn't really remember at this point. The sculpture and animation thing was quite a challenge.
Right.
Chair was just fine. Yeah.
It was funny because I'd never seen a sculpture done by you. I've only seen photographs of two-dimensional works that you've done. And I was looking at that sculpture and I was thinking, I really liked that. And I thought it really captured an aspect of your work. Would you ever think about doing other sculpture?
Yes, I do, definitely. But maybe try some different material instead of like fiberglass or glass. And they try to use paper, something more relate to my current works. Like paper mache, that's what I'm thinking, but I haven't really tried it. I have a nice rough idea, but I need to think about it a little more.
You've even painted skateboard decks.
Yeah, I did.
Was that your skateboard?
No, it's a friend's skateboard. And he wanted to rent the show for that skateboard, and my many artists depend on it, so I just contribute.
Wow. You're listening to WICN 90.5 FM. This is Inquiry. My name is Mark Lynch. My returning guest after many years tonight is artist Wei Yan, who resides in Beijing. We've been talking about her work. Getting back to your more modern work, your more recent work, when I look at it, I see an maybe I'm bringing too much to the work, but I see a lot of different things in that. There's some of it seems like shamanic. Do you know what I mean? Like from a shaman, from a mystical sort of point of view. Mm-hmm. Is that there? Because that really, especially when you had in places like Freeze and Four Above Zero, which are two of your canvases, where there's mm-hmm. people inside the deer, it looks very, in some ways, the symbolism is very ancient and very mm-hmm. shamanic. Can you talk about that a little bit? Is that there, or am I just seeing that?
I think I don't really relate to something too ancient about it. That kind of thing can come from video game, actually.
Really? Like what video game?
Yeah.
What video games are you playing?
I don't really play video games, but I do pay attention on it. So, you know, when you play video game, you just put your own character. You also design for it. So
your avatar?
I feel like, you know, yes, for sure. So that kind of from those influences, like video game, the identity you want to use online, sort of the, you know, things you feel safe, you want to hide yourself.
Yep. Talk to me about the Double Life series. There are some canvases in your Double Life series that are very, very unusual. And there's an erotic element to some of them. Or is that, again, am I just bringing too much to these works? There seems like there's an erotic element to them.
Yeah, I do that in purpose.
Okay. Then I don't feel so weird. Okay.
No, you're actually right about it.
Talk to me about the Double Life. Is it your Double Life that you're talking about?
No, it's just like, it can be any person, to be honest.
Okay.
And it's actually, you know, it's always two persons. They kind of join together. It's some body part. But they're same person. You know, it's kind of like a fraction. You're looking in a mirror or something.
Do you like to work in? Do you like to work in series so that you set out to do a series, or does a series just come naturally?
I do like to work in series because that allows you to develop further into your concept. Then you might see what is good and what is bad. Something you want to keep, and maybe something you just want to throw away in the future.
Right. When you've had your solo shows, have you done a lot of work just for the show? In other words, you're not just putting up work that already exists, but have you done work for the show?
Yeah, I've done work for the show, but that's probably only like one-third of the show. So they have one theme for it.
Okay.
And then they kind of just fill up the space with some other work that I've done in the past. And they're also very direct linked between other, because people can see how I move on from this work to the other one. And I think that kind of environment is very interesting. And also for the viewer can understand better for my recent work.
Now, how big is, to give the audience an idea, how large do you work? What are the largest canvases that you do?
The largest, something above 3 meters.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
It's 3 meters by 3 meters?
Say 1.8 by 2.2, something like that, yeah.
That's really specific. So do you like to work large? Do you like to work really big?
For some point I do, but recent work I all kind of keep it small.
What do you think?
I think when you get a certain point, you just become ambitious. Oh, I want to work something large. I want to see how far I can go. I mean, how can I control it? Because it's very, very difficult
to
work something that scale. And then once you're done it, you feel like, okay, from now on, I only do the large scale when I need it. It only will serve for my concept, that kind of thing.
I personally, I think it's really difficult to do good art that's small, that when you do big canvases, you can get away with a lot. In other words, you can, you know, big canvases are just impressive because they're big. With smaller works, it's difficult because you have to hold the viewer's attention or get them involved in the canvas on a small level. And that's, I find that really difficult. Do you find that? That's more challenging?
No, not really. For me, they're equally difficult.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now I'm going to ask you.
The amount of time and idea I put on smaller works is not any less than the bigger ones.
Okay.
But at the same time, yeah, I will say they're really equal.
All right. Now I've got to talk to you about, whenever I talk to an artist, I'm always interested in their in their history. I'd love to talk about, when did you start to realize that you were going to be an artist in your life? Were you one of these people who, as a child, was always drawing, or did you get into art later on in life?
I think I got into art later on in my life, but I always liked drawing since I remember. You know, I always draw. I never stop in class and anything, but I just did not know that I want to be an artist.
So what finally pushed you into it? What was that event or things that really sort of brought you over to be an artist?
I went to college to study graphic design. And actually ended up doing advertising for a couple of years. I think that's the turning point for me and helped me realize what I really want to do. Before, I really kind of imagined, advertising sounds pretty cool, and I want to do all the, commercial videos,
sure,
all the posters. But after a couple of years, I just realized I'm not that kind of person. And I just really have passion for art, for drawing things, and I really want to think about those kind of ultimate questions all by myself, instead of like being in a meeting room, think about slogan and that kind of stuff. So that's how I realize and start to change.
How do you challenge yourself as an artist? You were talking about thinking about big questions. What are the big questions that artists deal with? That's a hard question. That's a hard question.
It's very hard.
I apologize for it. But if you can answer it, that's helpful for me to understand your work. Do you feel that?
I think they just always have to realize who they are, how they want to be honest with our work, what kind of stuff they want to address, between them and the society, around them.
Now, I want to talk about your
general.
Okay. I want to talk about how you work as an artist. Is there a favorite time of the day to paint for you? Is there like ideal time to work, or do you just work at any time?
I always work at daytime when there's sunlight. I'm not one of those person who want to stay up super late.
Okay.
I always go to bed kind of early. So I feel pretty full of energy when there's sunlight, it's a bright day, nice weather. That's how I'm going to work. And I do some other stuff at night, such as reading and working on computer, that kind of thing. You put together your files when you want to write things on the computer. That's when I work at night.
And daylight. So you like natural light?
Yeah, I do.
Now, talk to me about some artists that you enjoy. What other artists are artists that you particularly enjoy that you think are doing interesting work?
I feel like my favorite artists change constantly, from time to time.
Let's talk about this week, then.
I like that person.
Then just talk about who you like this.
Recently, I really like this British artist called Grayson Perry.
What was the name again, please?
Grayson Perry.
Oh, okay.
He does ceramic, and I think he's very, very interesting person and kind of funny in some way. His work is very, very hilarious, has some kind of humor in it. He addresses very serious and difficult questions, but with this way that everybody just can stare at it and laugh at it and kind of understand it instantly. That's why I like his work.
You've done work that's fairly funny, too, at times.
Yeah, I think that's a part of my personality. I like to do things that, amuse people a little bit.
What about other Chinese artists or other artists in Beijing? Of artists that you know that are friends in Beijing, whose work do you think you like?
I know some artists, Chinese artists, that I really like. And there's one guy whose name is Zhao Zhao. I've been to several of his shows, and he does very powerful installations, very strong content and, you know, ideas. One show that I went to last month that I really like, I forgot how to say it in English, the title, but he kind of just designed this really beautiful, colorful stainless, like, sculpture on the ground. It's like pattern thing.
Oh, wow.
But he actually got idea, inspiration from, you know, cats that are dying on the highway. You know, they just smashed by cars. It's a
wow.
pattern of blood or something.
And, wow.
Yeah, he just kind of borrowed that pattern.
Now, one of the things I'm hoping sometime in the future, has any of your work ever wandered over this way to the United States so that it's been exhibited here?
It's always been my plan. I actually also thinking about moving to America because I have some family members from States, and mm-hmm. we're always talking about when will be a better time for me to live there, and also try to apply several grad school. So maybe next year or a year after, I try to be in States, and maybe that's a good time to show around.
Oh, that would be a great time, because I really want to see your work face to face. I've only been able to see it on the web, and I really want to see these new canvases face to face, because they're so beautiful. And that's the other thing I should mention. Your beauty is a big part of your work too, and it's important, right?
Yeah, it's important. I think all female artists kind of pay attention on those. You know, it's a little bit different than the male artists, but I do feel that.
Well, we're out of time, amazingly enough. And if you get to America, then you got to make sure that you call me, and then we'll try to get a show together somewhere of your work. I would love to see a show of your work here in America. And so if you get here, make sure you keep me informed of what's happening, okay?
Absolutely. That would be on my list.
You're listening to WICN 90.5 FM. This is Inquiry. My name is Mark Lynch. My returning guest tonight after many years is visual artist Wei Yan. Check her out on the web. She's got beautiful canvases and fascinating canvases that don't look like anything else you've seen. And she resides in Beijing. She may reside in the United States coming up, whatever. Make sure you check out her work. Wei, it's been a real pleasure.
Me too. It's so nice talking to you.
Let me see if I can say this correctly, say goodbye correctly. Zaijian?
Uh-huh.
Is that right?
Yes. Yes.
Zaijin Wei, and we'll talk later. Okay?
Okay, later.
Bye.
Bye.